Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
Monday edition of Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big Jack. With me is Dan the Man. If you'd like to call into the podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need, head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Now, you know, the blogs go up on Wednesdays and Saturdays, but hey, swing on over there just to check out what's going on. You never know what might pop up. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, hit that link, follow it over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could like that while you're over there, we'd greatly appreciate that. But don't forget, we also have the Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. Now, Dan and I are on Twitter as well. I am at Burke Time, and Dan the Man is at?
Dan the Man with three.
So, all right, Dan, I learned over the weekend that I'm not going to make it. I can't deal without having some kind of sport to watch. Any kind of sport to watch. I mean, I'm done. I don't know what to do.
I know what you could do. You could log into Disney Plus and watch all the sports movies that I watched.
So, yeah, I actually may have to do, like they're showing the replay games and stuff like that, and that just doesn't do it for me. I tried, I thought, okay, I'll check these out. Maybe this will get me by here or there or wherever we got going on, and, yeah, it didn't work. So, yeah, I don't know. Then even more depressing, I don't know if you heard the news, what you've been up to all day, but baseball season may not start now till June 1st.
No, I mean, I did see an article by Jeff Passan, but, you know, nothing's confirmed. So, I mean, it is what it is. You know, will Yahoo kind of stay in touch with that with our fantasy league? I hope so, but they're not going to try, you know, depending on any additional extension to the opening day. I mean, they're going to start knocking these games off, right? We're not, I don't know if you've seen anything, but we're not going to get any kind of crap where they're still trying to squeeze in 162 games, do you think?
I honestly don't think they could if they wanted to, not without like what you talked about last Thursday, us having a neutral field site World Series.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there would just be no, no way around not doing that. So, that was
because they anticipate the NHL and the NBA shutting down till June, which is a suspension, not a cancellation. So, everyone needs to understand what the words that they speak or type, since we don't actually speak to each other anymore. But, it would make for an interesting summer because you'd have basically all three sports going pretty strong. But at the same time, it would only be your diehards that will really be watching each individual sport. So I don't even know where to go with that. And even that, like you mentioned, not till June 1st, the CDC is recommending 8 weeks. So does that pretty much take us through June?
Yeah, well, it's March 15th, so June, you know, well, March 16th, basically a lot of this stuff came out yesterday. So you got April, May. Yeah, that would give them a couple of weeks. It's more like 10 weeks.
Yeah, 10 weeks would be June 1st. So, I mean, I guess I'll be watching a lot of Investigation Discovery or catching up and, and reading some of these, or watch, well, you know, some of my books I've been reading. You know, I have an author, an author on Amazon that I follow, that I've read all of his books, and, you know, I'm to the point, it's to the point where he, actually, I'm part of his crew that helps with editing, the, not editing, but I don't edit because I'm not a professional, but, you know, you get the early book, you get the book before everybody else. You read it, you give him kind of your feedback, and he makes adjustments. So I've got two of those kind of in the wing. One I just wrapped up on, the second one I just got the book for. So, I mean, I guess I'll be, you know, in tune with that. But, you know, these guys don't put out that many books in a year. So not like I'm going to be doing a whole lot. And I usually, I'm not a fast reader, I would say, Big Jack, but I'm a pretty quick reader where I can, you know, depending on the novel, I usually knock them out in less than 10 hours. You know, that's, of course, over a couple of days. So it kind of gives you an idea of what I'll be doing and catching up on more Investigation Discovery shows while painting my basement so I can actually have a room down here. But, you know, it's kind of disappointing and it kind of sucks. And I guess I'll, if they start in June, I'll be getting my money's worth on the MLB.TV because I only paid half price.
Yeah, I know I've been watching Bar Rescue, but I realized that basically all the episodes are the same. So, and then, you know, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, even though I think I've seen every single one of them, I still watch them. So that's kind of where I'm, you know, I'm stuck at, or, you know, I've been trying to get through, I'm sure you know, Netflix, I've been trying to get through Parks and Rec, and I'm almost done. I've got about a season and a half to go. So I'm, you know, roaming through all that stuff, but yeah, it's just going to be ugly. I don't know how I'm going to do it. Or, you know, like I did see a report today that the NBA has told their teams, especially the ones that are competing for playoff spots, to look for arena availability in August. So, Dan, we may have the NBA season end and then start a month later.
I mean, you know, when it comes to the NBA, I mean, if you can get these guys healthy, you know, I mean, let's be honest. The money that is put in or received from the arenas is the bonus money, is it not? Don't you get all your money from the TV deals?
Yeah, you know, the tough part, I think what they're worried about is, you know, obviously these aren't basketball only arenas. So, you know, you've got to worry about concerts or, you know, those kind of things being booked in the arena to, you know, kind of see if you can.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know, be able to play your games more or less.
But, you know, I mean, in the end of it, we kind of went over like the NBA schedule. NHL is supposed to wrap up, I believe, at the end of this month, correct?
Yeah, they weren't too far away from being done, so.
Well, yeah, here it is. Oh, no, the NBA doesn't wrap up till a month from now, so we've technically, last week, so, I mean, why not just operate on a shortened season and just cancel the season as it goes. Because, I mean, let's be honest, Big Jack, you know, as we're on the NBA, okay, the Eastern Conference is Milwaukee, Toronto, Boston, Miami, whew, Miami really jumped up there this year. The Pacers, Philly, Brooklyn, and Orlando, which, you know, if I were running the season or the league, not only would I cancel the season, I would cancel the first round of the playoffs altogether, simply because, you know, you're looking at 7 and 8, Brooklyn and Orlando aren't even 500 teams. Well, I guess you really can't do that because the Western Conference, Dallas is a 500 team, where the AC Memphis is just below it. So, you know, I guess you can't cancel it in the interest of fairness. But, I mean, just cancel the regular season because Orlando 30-35 with Washington behind them at 24-40. God, they suck over a couple of years ago. And then you go from Memphis, which is 32-33, down to Portland, 29-37. Yeah, technically Portland, New Orleans, and Sacramento. Well, no, let's just say Portland and New Orleans and Sacramento have the opportunity to kind of maybe make a run for that eighth seed. But between Memphis, Portland, New Orleans, and Sacramento, who the hell is going to beat the Lakers?
Yeah.
Nobody. So, I mean, Adam Silver, I get it. You've got to have your committees. You've got to do all this stuff. But as just an amateur looking at your scheduling, I think they need to get their heads out of the clouds, in a nice way of putting it, and just shut down the season and say this is where it is. Because you and I both know what changes between now and the open of the playoffs. Nothing.
Yeah.
We're going to see Milwaukee, Toronto, Boston, Miami in the playoffs. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, I did look, and the hockey season is scheduled to end Saturday, April 4th, the regular season.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, depending on how things work out, I think they could get away with, you know, running out the rest of their season. But even that, if it goes to 8 weeks, you might as well just shut down the season and go straight to the playoffs. And then, you know, try to, if you can, some way, even if it's smaller stadiums, because, you know, go without the fans for one thing, you know, everyone will be watching. And if they can get a jump on the NBA and baseball, you know, you and I would definitely be watching all the playoffs then.
Yeah. I think the difficult part is judging, you know, if there's a team that has the opportunity to get into the playoffs, you know, is where I think the difficulty with cancellation begins, because, like, you know, in the NBA, like you said, we're not going to see a 1-8. That's just not going to happen. But what we could see is that 8 team make quite a bit of playoff money for them couple of home games they get.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that's where the problem becomes. And, like, you know, I know it's not such a big deal in the East because, you know, looking here, Washington is 5.5 games behind Orlando. That's a little tough to make up. But, like, on the West, there's 3 teams that are 3.5 out. That's a little more reasonable, especially with as many games as they have. I mean, we're looking at, you know, what – that, you know, teams have played, you know, they haven't even gotten to 60 games yet. So we're still looking at, you know, 21 games, you know, plus. It's reasonable for those teams to be able to make up that ground. And I think that's the issue. You've got to figure out how to appease these teams that, you know, they've already lost out on so much money. If you're not making up these games, now you're going to say, hey, you can't have any of this playoff money because we're not playing these games. And I think that's where you've got to come up with the appeasement for these owners, you know, and just kind of say, hey, you know, but, you know, let's work this out however we can work this out, you know, because that's – I mean, you know how it is. Everything boils down to money anyways.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and then the other, I think, biggest dilemma for the NHL – more so than the NBA, is the amount of foreign players. You know, I did get an update on my phone today that the NHL is, allowing their players to go home. You know, because, I mean, if you're going to be stuck for the next 8 weeks or, if they're stuck for 8 weeks and then they resume the season come June, you're just stuck in this foreign land without your family. I think that would be kind of crappy of the NHL in general to not let these guys go back home, because these guys, they come from far away. So I think it was a good thing on their end. But, if you resume the season, how do you get these guys back so quickly and really are able to pick it up? So I think
you add into that with the foreign guys. Don't forget they also play on, like, their national teams, or some of them actually skate in the summer leagues that their nations have. So, you'll have a lot of things backing up on top of each other for some of those guys.
I mean, I think with the NHL, I think it's going to come down to the worst possible situation that they can come to, or worst decision that they can come to for themselves, is that this season's just going to have to end. And, I'm hoping with baseball that they decide pretty soon, because oddly, Big Jack, I have White Sox tickets for May 16th, which is technically exactly 8 weeks from today. My wife's been pretty, I don't even know the word for it, but, I went to Home Depot yesterday. I came back and I walked in the door. She looked at me and was like, "Wash your hands."
Oh.
I didn't even take my shoes off, I'm not sure how she would, even that far out, depending on things go, I don't know if she'd wanted me to go, but then again, these were part of their $5 flash sale. So, with all the BS taxes and fees that Illinois has, they ended up being like $20-some for $5 tickets. Yeah. That's Illinois for you.
It's going to be interesting to see how they kind of try to figure this out. Like with the NHL, I wouldn't be surprised just to see them go right into the playoffs. When it's time to play again, let's just get rid of the rest of the season. They don't have a ton of games left. Just say, okay, we'll go right into our playoffs and, let's get going. So, and I know I saw a couple news outlets talking about how one of the Vancouver Canucks has coronavirus. What the story forgot to mention was that it was an office employee who has absolutely no contact with the players or the fans. They work in the office of the Canucks. So, just again, another one of those fun little media things that they kind of like to throw out there. And, I actually had to go find an actual written article to realize it was an employee of the team, not an actual player or coach or somebody like that. So, yeah, you can limit the panic a little bit there, because that just kind of seems what they like to enjoy.
Well, yeah, I have a friend who, actually technically works for the Wirtz family, who owns the Blackhawks, but they've got some cool things that they do for them. But he works for the alcohol distributor portion of their business. So, I'm like, "Can you get a job with the Hawks?" He's like, "No." He's like, "I'd like a job," but he said the structure is so different when it comes to the sports teams.
Yeah, and I did see today that I don't know which Chicago team it is, but the quote they used was they're going to provide financial support for the event employees while this is going on, because, I think like Stu and I mentioned a little of this on Friday, there's people who make, their living doing, concessions at the games and, all that kind of stuff, that are just, "Hey, guess what? You're out of work. Go stay home." So, you know, the Chicago and L.A. are the two latest teams to, you know, jump on and say they would help. I know some players have contributed. I believe Kevin Love was the first one. Yeah, I think Kevin Love was the first one, and then Zion got on board. And, you know, I know Rudy Gobert jumped in after he's taken a lot of heat from, you know, what happened with him. So,
you know, and I think that one, it sucks. But I also think it's just complete, excuse my French, bullshit that he had to come out and apologize.
Yeah. So, you know, and that's no surprise. You knew he was going to have to once he, you know, being the one that got it, you know, because he was the one kind of joking around about it and, you know, all that stuff. And it was just like, yeah, okay, you know, here we go.
But you know what I mean? It seemed like, oh, so he's to blame for infecting the, you know, shutting down the NBA. And, you know, I guess I'd be taken that way.
That it brings up an interesting question, though, Dan. If he wouldn't have tested positive, would they be playing in empty arenas right now?
Possibly.
So, you know, because it looks like, and I, you know, it could have been they're playing all along to shut things down, but it really looks like they didn't make a decision to cancel until he tested positive. You know, the plan seemed to be moving forward. We were just going to get these empty arena games, you know, which was really weird. I don't know if you checked it out, but I watched the first match on Friday Night SmackDown with no fans, and it was just difficult to get into. And I couldn't imagine a basketball game or a hockey game. I mean, you know, basketball, all you would hear is the ball bouncing.
I mean, you could put some laugh tracks, some noise effects on the outside, and the ring announcers, the courtside announcers might, you know, add a little action to it. I do think it takes away from the experience, but again, that's one of those situations where if you're going to do that, you might as well just take it out of, you know, the Staples Center, for instance, and find a quarantined high school. You know, but in Gobert's defense, I mean, it's these guys, these professional players, they don't go from the court to their locker room and, you know, in a Pope provided mobile car, you know, whatever you want to call it. They don't have one of those. There's so many people that these guys get into contact with, whether they mean to or not, that how can you say, you know, put that on them? You know, walking through the underbelly of the arena. They could be walking past a security guard, you know, who walked in after, you know, his kids had the flu for a week, you know, things like that. So that's where I felt like his apology was just the fact that he had to go out there and do it was just a little too much. I mean, you know, you're putting that blame on one guy, you know. It just doesn't seem right to me. And to make him feel like that much crap.
You know how it is, though, here. You know, it has to be somebody's fault.
Yeah.
You know, and he just ended up being the scapegoat. So, you know, that's just one of the, you know, one of the formalities of how we do things here is, hey, it's this guy, you know, oh, it was that guy's fault. Oh, I can't believe that. You know, I can't believe that they did it. Look at, you know, it's like, okay, you know, settle down. You know, it's not, you know, it's not like he went around and intentionally infected people. But, you know, you got to blame somebody. So, you know, we'll see. Hopefully, you know, hopefully everything proceeds, you know, more, you know, quicker than they're predicting and everything is said and done and we can kind of get back to our semi-normal lives, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, my wife's freaking out. She went back to the grocery store again. You know, we went Thursday night, spent more money than we generally do. So, you know, we're hoping it kind of lasts. You know, and even though we went grocery shopping, we still ended up, you know, something I don't normally talk about. My birthday was earlier this month. And if you haven't done so already, I highly encourage you to find every single place that you frequent, which I think I'm going to lose out on my free Portillo cake this year because it's shut down. But, you know, the calories on that cake, so it is good. You know, I highly encourage you. You know, Arby's, Homerun and Pizza, which is in Chicago, a Beggar's Pizza. Everyone gives you stuff. Cold Stone Creamery. I don't know if we'll make it there because we don't live by one. I mean, the list goes on and on. Just sign up for I sign up for everything. I get the apps. I get my birthday stuff. So, I mean, this weekend, you know, Friday, I mentioned Homerun and Pizza, which you might see in your local grocery freezer. They do Friday nights where you order a pizza, an extra large, I think it is, whatever, large or extra large, and they give you a frozen pizza to take home. So I was able to apply my birthday rewards to that pizza, you know, so we did that. And then we heard about the governor trying to shut down bars and restaurants after Illinois decided to go out partying it up Saturday night, which really irritated the governor. So, you know, it went that route. And so we figured, you know, last night that we'd order another pizza because how long before delivery shut down, which the pizza place we ordered from last night actually sent an email this morning that there's no contact delivery. So they're just going to put it on your porch. You're going to grab it and you can't do carry out. I don't think, you know, but again, this was another thing where I had a birthday thing and I had rewards and they do National Pi Day. So with our order of $25 or more, we got a free small pizza. I had $10 in rewards, and I had, you know, the birthday theme going, so I didn't pay as much as I should have for our order. You know, that's how I work it. But, you know, it's interesting, and, you know, the kid was wearing gloves, but, you know, does that really protect anybody but that person? He could have touched someone's hands that were infected. I picked up a book from the library the last week. Same thing last Thursday. I'm like, well, I better go today just in case they shut down. I want to get this book. And, you know, the women at the counter were wearing gloves.
Yeah, I think the glove thing is more for peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was kind of like there were still people buying masks, even though they were told that masks don't prevent it. You know, there were still people buying and masks, you know, because like I had a doctor's appointment Friday, and you check in and they give you a mask. So
you're supposed to be wearing it
like,
before you get in there.
Yeah, you know, and she's like, "Here, you got to, you know, we're having everybody wear these now." Even though oddly, I was sitting right next to a guy who didn't have one on. Well, not next to him. We were 6 feet apart, to be fair. So I was just like, okay, you know. The biggest disappointment was they had Mickey Mouse ones, but they were for kids and they didn't fit me. But that's you know, that's just my pain and suffering that I have to deal with. But yeah, it's just weird. You know, my roommate made a stop at the store on her way home from work last week, and she just needed Kleenex and couldn't get any, you know, because it's in the aisle with the toilet paper, so it was all gone. And I was like, really? You know, what are you people doing with? Do you have stacks of toilet paper in your house? I mean, you know, I mean, even if they did lock us down for, you know, say they did 8 weeks, you can't leave your house for 8 weeks. How many rolls of toilet paper are you going to use? You know, I mean, is there somebody out there who uses more than one a day?
Yeah, you're right. You know, my wife's already, this has nothing to do with that, but, you know, potty training, she has, you know, two sheets for one, and I don't remember the other sheets for two, but, you know, sadly, we're still in that department where we're having to fulfill that request. And my daughter's like, Daddy, don't you have any wipes down here in the basement? I'm like, no, I'm just going to wet this toilet paper real quick. Shut up. Wipe it yourself. But, you know, so I think people need to employ that standard for adults, you know. It is unfortunate. It kind of sucks that we've gone to this route, and you know, you've got to wonder, you know, what year, 1492, so what, roughly 500 years ago, the Europeans came to this great country and infected all the Native Americans with, what was it, measles and, you know, disease-infested blankets and such, and, you know, are the aliens really going to come out as they infect the world to let us know they're here? I don't know. I mean, we can go into the conspiracies all we want, but, you know, I'm in a, everyone knows that I'm a fitted hat guy, and I'm in a, the fitted hat group, and I can't tell you, Big Jack, how many guys are in there posting, what the hell am I going to do? I am losing my mind, you know, because there's no sports, and which I get, you know, I don't know. I don't tune in a whole lot for the spring training, but I still listen to the first couple innings. So it's, you know, I was getting ready to start ramping down my Investigation Discovery watching and bring it into baseball, and, you know, that's not going to happen for a while. So I think this week we'll have to focus the next couple of days on, you know, how's Puig going to get a job, or who's he going to fit better for?
Well, you know, I'm not a panic type of guy, and, you know, I just, you know, hey, if, you know, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen, you know, just nothing I can do about this. I had no concerns at all until this morning, Dan, when I got an email saying that they canceled our Money League draft.
Wow.
Now I'm concerned. Yeah. So they you know, with the season being pushed back, you know, I did see one that said mid-May. The email he sent out had the story about June 1st. So, you know, it's just one of those things that go on. So yeah, they've actually canceled it, and we will be informed at a later date what we're gonna do. So, but yeah, that's when I knew it was serious, because we had planned all along. Like yesterday, I got an email, and they had decided, just, you know, no, I mean, not that we're going to have a ton of guys there or anything, but just for safety purposes, we would do the draft online. Make everybody feel better instead of getting together. You know, just like, okay, no problem, you know, we'll just do it online. And I'd prefer to do it that way anyways. So that, you know, that's fine with me. And then today, yeah, I get the email that it's like, now we're canceled. I'm like, damn it. So. You know, I don't know, you know, and we'll have to keep up with it to, you know, update ours, you know, to make sure we're good.
Yeah, and I mean, I just saw the emails. I didn't actually look at how far you pushed the first round back. You know, I mean, is Yahoo addressing that at all? Are they kind of
I didn't receive any emails. I didn't receive any emails from them or anything. You know, and we're both on the commissioner's lists. So
you
would think we would have received something, but yeah, I have not heard. You know, I know my buddy still does that ESPN league that you didn't like, but I still play in it because he's a friend of mine. You know, haven't heard anything from them. So I don't know. I know, FanDuel did send out an email about what they were doing, but I mean, there's not much they can do. I mean, there's nothing for people to play unless you're a soccer person, because I think there are still soccer games going on. So, you know, that's kind of how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, matches. Sorry. You know, well, I think we can call them games. But I think over there, they're
Keeps promoting cricket from overseas.
I noticed today that, you know, the Mickey Mouse Network has their one channel basically plays their radio shows, but they actually go into the studio and you get to see the guys on camera while they're bantering back and forth with each other. Well, today I noticed that they're not doing that. You know, it's just the logo of whatever show is supposed to be on. So I don't know why they decided to change it or if they're just replaying shows. But I was just like, oh, okay, I guess we don't get to see the guys anymore. But I know, you know, the one, basically talking head show I like, good old the Mickey Mouse Network sent out an email saying they won't be doing it this week. I don't know, you know, when, you know, if you've got a, you know, you got a favorite show like that, when it's going to come back or, you know, it, you know, if they're going to come back.
Yeah, well, and not only that, they probably tuned out of the in-person shots after, you know, they realized that no one's going to come, they shouldn't be having these guys come into work, right?
Yeah, you know, and I know there's, you know, millions of ways to do these radio shows now. I mean, obviously you and I are doing one right now on the internet. You know, I know there's, you know, ways for you to do, you know, over-the-air radio. I know there's ways for you to do it from home. So, you know, it's not like it's, you know, a huge deal. It was just something that I actually happened to notice today, and that's kind of, you know, I guess kind of the way things are going to go, at least for the next probably, 8 weeks, that, you know, we're going to have to figure this out. And, you know, that just takes me back to the whole point of me not making it. I'm not going to make it 8 weeks. There's no way in hell.
Well, and not only that, I mean, I found it interesting that one of the local radio stations they've had reported cases in their building. And yet,
oh, have they?
You know, at the Prudential. I don't know what floor they're on or if they have their own special entrance. But, I mean, it was reported that they had, you know, cases in their building, yet Friday morning, they were in the studio working. And, you know, my wife's like, well, isn't everybody? I go, well, the other station I listen to in the morning, I go, they didn't even have old, you know, quote-unquote reruns. They were just playing music. They didn't have any of the old crap, you know, because they have a couple of segments, this other station, they have a couple of segments that I've heard them reuse old stuff because they obviously haven't gotten anything new on it. So, you know, I know when it's, you know, new and when it's old. But, I mean, they weren't playing anything. I went back to their station. I drive about 20 minutes, 25 minutes. And, you know, granted, what, out of those 25 minutes, you have about 16 to 18 minutes of airtime. And, I mean, including the music. But they usually only play in that time period maybe 3 songs. And they were not on air, you know, not even the traffic guy. So I don't know what was going on there. They had, you know, soundboard off. They had one person that was there, or somebody who could, you know, control the board remotely. So I thought that was interesting.
So yeah, that, you know, it's just kind of, you know, to me, it's just all kind of strange. You know, it's just like, oh, okay. You know, how's this work out? And I mean, you know, luckily, you know, my employer is still up and running because, you know, I know they're, if we were to shut down, they're not going to be good enough to continue to pay us. So, you know, I needed to continue to run. You know, I know there are some companies where, you know, they're continuing to be paid. But mine definitely won't be one of those. So, but weirdly, Dan, the way it is, there was still quite a bit of sports news today. And what I find interesting about this is, I know you're not a big NFL guy, but towards the end of last week, there were a lot of people just killing the NFL for boning any of their events. Like, today was the start of free agency and they wanted that postponed. And what made absolutely no sense to me, Dan, was why? You can negotiate with an agent and a player over the phone or via Skype or text, or, there's 8 billion ways to communicate without somebody having to get on a plane to go somewhere and meet face to face. But yet, and a lot of it, I think this just has to do with the fact that it's the NFL and they like to try to take the NFL down. I had to listen to all these people whine last week. Now, the NFL did come out and say that the draft is going to go on as normal. They're just not going to hold their events that they normally hold, and they're not going to allow fans in. So they're taking precautions. But yet, these people just want to, jump up and down on them, or however you want to describe it with the NFL, and it's just – it's just baffling to me. I mean, it's their off season. There's not much going on. What the hell did they want them to cancel, Dan, the off season?
Well, yeah, like you said, I mean, this house that I live in that I bought, we signed 100% of the paperwork prior to the closing date via email. We never met once with our attorney, the loan officer. Yeah, we met with our agent, but that was only when we were looking at houses. Everything else that he did, and the loan officer, the attorney, everybody, underwriters, the whole nine, we did not meet one of those people in person to sign any docs. Everything was, shared online. So.
Yeah, and that was like the weirdest thing, because, obviously, all these people are professional reporters. They deal with the NFL all the time. I'm sure they're getting emails and phone calls and, for tips and all kinds of stuff. So you would think they would have realized that absolutely no reason to push back the start of free agency when, you can do all this, like I said, over your phone, over your email, through Skype. It's a whole different deal there. But, yeah, for some reason they made a huge deal out of it. But yet, Dan, free agency started today, and they were all over the stories because they needed something to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, Big Jack, didn't you know if you get traded today and you played for the Miami Dolphins, and now you're going to play for the Seattle Seahawks, you have to go there today.
Yeah.
I don't know where Kirk Cousins lives, but he had to go to Minnesota today to sign his contract extension.
Yeah, to sign his new extension deal. He had to be there in person to agree to it and sign it. So what you were saying is, like, the Cardinals made a big trade today with the Texans. DeAndre Hopkins went from Texas to Arizona, and David Johnson went from Arizona to Texas. So you're saying those guys had to leave right away as soon as they were traded?
Yep, wherever they are. Hey, you're on vacation in Russia. You got to come back. You got to go there now. there's no, you're not waiting. I don't know. It just amazes me how Stone Age some of these people can act.
Yeah, but the weird part is they only act like it when they're trying to promote a story, or provoke some kind of response out of people. And luckily, I don't think any of the actual, you know, NFL fans were dumb enough to get on board and kind of, you know, say, oh, yeah, they should postpone, you know, all of this. No. You know, like there were people saying that they needed to postpone the labor vote. Damn, they mail in the ballots, you know, or I'm sure, you know, they may vote by email as well. But, you know, like we get our ballots, we mail them in. So, you know, I, you know, it's not like they're getting together with every single union person and saying, oh, yeah, okay, here you go. No, you put it in the mailbox and, you know, I guess then all you got to do is avoid the mailman.
Yeah. And he's wearing gloves already.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's just kind of like, wait, what is, you know, what the hell are we talking about here? You know, we're going to do this or do that. And, you know, how far do you want to push these things back? So, you know, it's like eventually, you have to let them play. You know, I mean, this isn't going to last forever, hopefully. So, you know, but yeah, it was just so odd, you know, listening to them. Oh, we've got a, I can't believe they're going to do this. And, you know, they haven't made any kind of announcement yet. And even yet when they did come out and announce the draft stuff, it was a secondary story after they killed him for not making the announcement. So, you know, I mean, oddly, the only reason I found out about it was because it was on the Mickey Mouse crawler, and they've had an NFL program on for about 4 hours because it's the only, like I said, it's the only thing they can talk about. And I was flipping back and forth through it to find out some of the signings and that, and they never mentioned it, and they were one of the stations that killed them for not, you know, not canceling everything. So, you know, it's just like, okay, I'm confused. You know, and they did the same thing to the NCAA when they didn't come out and immediately cancel the tournament. Oh, they're greedy. They don't care about the players. There's no way they'll ever cancel it. Next day it was canceled, and nobody said a word about it. You know, I mean, basically they slandered the NCAA, and I don't think they could sue them or anything like that, but, you know, I mean, they just flat out slandered them, and then when they did what they wanted them to do, it barely got a mention. You know, then they complained that they were taking away these seniors' last chance to play in a tournament. So it's like six of one, half a dozen of another. My mother used to say that. So... you know, but yeah, it's like, you know, there's just no way I could ever deal with these guys because I would just get arrested for ending up punching one of them in the face, you know, after just listening to them, because it's like they continue to play three sides of a two-sided coin. And, you know, and it's just like you can't continue to have things this way. You know, and it makes me goofy. So, you know, just one of those, you know, one of those things. You know, and then I did say, apparently NASCAR just reached a statement saying that they are postponing everything through May 3rd. And they will look, reevaluate the situation then. But they are planning on holding all 36 of their races this season. So there you go. Now, you know, I don't know if you could answer this for me because honestly, I just don't know, Dan, but are they canceling indie shows that you know of?
They didn't this past weekend. I mean,
no?
I think it depends on the state. I haven't seen any announcements come out of the great state of Indiana. So a lot of those indie wrestling shows were still going on this past weekend.
I
don't know about Illinois.
You know, WWE empty arena show. So. But, yeah, I don't know. You know, and I know, to be fair, you know, a lot of those places could go on and run because they said groups of more than 50 or more, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they would be okay. But, yeah, I was just kind of curious about that. I was like, oh, okay. I don't know if you and I were joking around when we started or if this was before we got started, but I keep getting people posting on my Facebook timeline about toilet paper on eBay for like $30. So, you know, if you do need toilet paper, you can get it on eBay. I don't know who would pay $30, but, you know.
Well, you know, and it was funny because, I made a kind of a joking Facebook Marketplace post. When we moved into our house, you know, all the door handles, the hardware, that kind of stuff, hinges for the kitchen, was all this gold, you know, this 1970s, 60s, 70s gold. I honestly believe it's all original hardware from the original owners, and then the second owner didn't do any updates. So, you know, we just, you know, it makes you want to puke looking at it. So my wife and I changed it all out. And I don't throw away stuff like that. I usually donate it. But I figured, what the hell, you know, I've got all this crap sitting in a box. Let me throw it on Facebook to see if anyone wants to buy it. So I jokingly put it up with the tagline as vintage, you know, because everyone loves vintage. You know,
yeah.
Just another word for old crap. But I just thought it was a joke. I put it up for $20. I was hoping someone would offer me like 5 or 10. I got no responses until this Sunday. And this guy asked me, you know, how much do I want for two of them? I'm like, dude, it's not, you know, in my head I'm going, it's not worth you even coming to my house for two of them, you know, even $2. But, you know, I was like, I put them on the doorstep. I was like, hey, I won't be home. This was on Saturday. I go, you know, they're on the doorstep, they're on the porch, you know, take two if you want or take it all. I don't care. But then, you know, by the time I got back, he already came, got it, and was gone. And then I told my old wife later on, I'm like, I should have said, how many rolls of toilet paper do you want for that, you know?
Yeah.
You know, can I get 6 bottles of water?
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I mean, it's so weird. Like there was the one guy who bought all the hand sanitizer. I always find this baffling because it's like, okay, you're buying all this stuff. Do you not think they're going to make more? You know, especially stuff like that. You know, I mean, all they're really doing is helping out the companies that make it because, you know, all they're going to do is turn around and produce that much more. You know, and it's just kind of like, why am I going to pay you when I can wait a day or whatever and get it here or, you know, there? And what seems to be the big issue, and I don't know why people haven't really noticed this, but I'm sure you probably did, but did you notice it's the Walmarts and the Costcos and the Sams that are selling out of all these things?
Yeah.
Maybe try going to a non-discount store, and you'll probably be able to get what you want. So,
Well, my dad said the one grocery store that isn't, you know, it's kind of like your local, like your Butera up there. He said he drove past on his way over yesterday. He stopped by and he goes, yeah, there's a sign out in front of the grocery store that says we have toilet paper.
Yep. Yeah, I went into, you know, like I do the majority of my grocery shopping at a store called Butera. And they had, not only were all the shelves full, they had a gigantic display at the back of the store that was probably 7 feet high. you know, like I did, there was only one person in there buying it at the time. There was a lady who filled up her cart very, very well, stacked it very nicely to get quite a few rolls of toilet paper in there. So I was impressed by that. But yeah, you know, I mean, you know, sometimes you might have to go to a little smaller place instead of, you know, running to the Walmart or the Costco or the Sam's where everybody else is going to go. So.
Yeah, and before we run out of time, I did see one that I thought was hilarious. A friend of mine posted on Facebook, and I can't remember exactly where he was at, if he was at Walgreens or a Walmart or, you know, something like that. But it had to have been like a grocery store or Walgreens because the aisle, you know, the picture of everything on the shelves wasn't as large as, say, a Walmart. But he was in the soap aisle, and all of the soap was gone except for Irish Spring. So I don't know if he just was in a, you know, place where they don't like the Irish. But I that was the one thing that stood out to me as being funny because I'm like, well, if you need soap – I could use it, but my wife's allergic to it for some reason, so she'd be screwed, and I'd be fine.
Well, I did find on my shopping trip Friday, not only did I see the lady with the stacked toilet paper, but I was a little bit behind the guy in the meat department who took every package of ground beef except one. And I don't know why he left that one. You know, for whatever reason, there was something wrong with that one package of ground beef, and he didn't touch it. But he took the other probably 25 packages.
Wow. So, I thought you were going to say, like, only five of them. But,
oh, God.
Wow.
No, because, you know, early in the morning when I get there, so they're all restocked. You know, I think I was in the store by, like, 7:30 or 7:45 in the morning. So, you know, everything is stocked up. Everything's full. And, yeah, he took every single one except for that one. And I was like, well, I wasn't going to buy it anyways, but what's wrong with it? So, you know, or did it make him feel better to just leave one, do you think?
I think he was that jerk who thought, oh, well, at least I'm leaving one.
Yeah. It was just it was kind of odd when I was looking at it and was like, oh. Hey, and I'm watching him because, you know, I was buying something else. I think I was buying chicken. And I noticed just kind of out of the corner of my eye that this guy kept putting stuff in his cart. And, yeah, I looked over and I'm like, wow. And then, yeah, I had to walk down that way. And sure enough, there's one package left. Like, oh, okay. You know, I guess he got what he wanted. Oh, all right. Well, the animal is taking off. So just a special note, we're going to use the rest of the food to here from 4:30 to 5:30. So mark that down, 4:30 to 5:30 in the next 3 days. And then we'll keep you updated with the next year along. We're going to do a lot of work. We're going to report on radio.com. Some of the blogs today. A couple of the links over to the Facebook page. And here's some of the don't forget to put it. After Tom Radio,
FreedomOfJoy.com.